helping Terrence Dubes off the field.
Training staff and medical staff working on Terrence Dubes tonight. This Lakers squad is beat up. Anytime you get to this level of the playoffs, you're going to run into a lot of injuries due to a long season. It's a handoff in motion to Brennan Wisner. He's now crossed to the 30, down to the 35, still has feet at the 40. Cuts back inside at the 45 and falls backwards down at the 46-yard line. From the 23 out to the 45-yard line, according to the spot, a 22-yard pickup for the freshman, Brennan Wisner.
It's a little bit predictable, Clark, because he's got to come in motion from his position at the slot receiver, but he runs across the line of scrimmage. They snap it as soon as he gets there and hand it to him right away, and he gets around the edge, and they've exposed this MLS defense a little bit. When you can get outside, you can run on them, but up the middle, MLS very solid. I love the play call, and I love the fact they're getting it into the hands of Brennan Wisner. He's an exciting kid with all kinds of speed.
Gensmer on their last tackle, and it's the same play except coming the opposite direction. And Brennan Wisner is caught at the 44-yard line for a loss of one. Number 54, Keith Brassow, with the tackle. He's a 5'10", 195 junior. And they're going to say actually no gain on the play. Maybe I'm going to say he lost a yard, second and 11. As the ball sits at the 44.
Yeah, it's somewhere in between there, Clark. If we did half yards, that's probably what it is officially, but MLS finally finding a way to stop that same play that Lakers has had success with the second half.
Two wide each way, Dustin Katie back to pass, throws to the far sideline, caught to Brandon Wishley across midfield, and gets down to the MLS 45-yard line. It's going to be very close to the first down marker. No word from the officials as they mark him down right at the 45. This is going to be very close.
Tackler there.
And they're saying first down for the Lakers with 3:09 left here in the third.
Yeah, the tackler there, and also the man in coverage, number three, Dylan Solomon. He's a senior, but he's just 5'7 and 140 pounds, Clark. That's a guy there that you can throw at a little bit. He's undersized and actually a matchup that Lakers probably should have attacked earlier in this game. They have bigger receivers than that. But again, Dustin Katie delivers a good pass there and get a first down for the Lakers.
First and 10 from the 45-yard line of MLS. Lakers rushing up to the line of scrimmage here, sending trips to the right, one to the left. Katie in the shotgun. Diaz Reyes keeping him company. Throws downfield to the 20-yard line. This one's through the hands at the 15-yard line of number seven, Seth Bowles. Good coverage there by the Cardinals secondary, led by number three, Dylan Solomon. He's a 5'7", 140 senior defensive back. And now a second and 10, but I do like the play call there from Lakers.
I absolutely love it, and Seth Bowles pounding the ground as he's getting up, knowing that he had a chance to get that football. Dustin Katie threw it up in the air. Seth Bowles, the bigger receiver there, went through his hands, had a chance to pull that ball down. Can't ask for much better ball from Dustin Katie.
Dustin Katie gets the call from the sidelines, facing a second and 10 from the MLS 45-yard line. Left to right across the radio are the green and black clad Lakers. Two wide to the right. Power pistol to the right as well. And it's going to be a handoff to Diaz Reyes coming around the right end. And the MLS line defensive line comes through. And number nine, Tristan Pankow, stops Diaz Reyes about 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Going to mark him down at the 48-yard line, a loss of three, third and 13.
Bad luck play call there as MLS was banking on another pass play. Tristan Pankow, number nine, comes in on a blitz on the outside and runs right into the play. An absolute perfect play call, perfect situation for the blitz, as he basically meets Mauricio Diaz-Reyes at the football when he gets it. No chance for Reyes to bust any moves.
Third and 13, trips to the right. Diaz-Reyes is behind Katie, who's in the shotgun, receiver wide to the left. Katie has to roll to his right to avoid pressure. He's at the 45, lets this one fly. It is caught at the 35-yard line. To number eight, Brady Post, who still has feet down to the 29-yard line. But this play more than likely is not going to happen as the flag is in the backfield, and more than likely a hold against the Lakers. Indeed it is.
An easy
call.
So don't
even look at that last play. So they go from a first down into the 30-yard line and march 10 yards back from the spot of the foul, which is at the 49-yard line of Lakers' own territory.
Dustin Katie does a nice job buying more time for his receivers to get open. He rolls out of the pocket. again, does what he has to do and delivers a good pass. Brady Post makes the catch, but this offensive line is banged up. They're tired, and they are losing this battle in the trenches to this Cardinal defensive line, and it's starting to show here now late in the third quarter.
And so that pushes Lakers back to the 39-yard line, facing a third down. The first down marker is way down at the MLS 35-yard line, only 26 yards away. Third in the country mile.
Only 26 yards.
Third in the country mile here for the Lakers.
What road is that over there?
That's pretty Pinnebog. Close. That's Pinnebog
it's
Road
pretty
over
close
there.
It's pretty close to Pinnebog
to
Road.
I had to pull out the eyeglass there to see. Third and 26. Receiver wide to the right. Power pistol to the left. Dustin Cady staying in the pocket looking to pass. Now he has to scramble, and pressure's coming from every direction. He comes down, and he is going to be sacked at the 34-yard line. Keith Brassow comes in for the sack, a 5'10", 195 junior. And this just keeps getting worse and worse here as it's now fourth. And I don't know what's further than a country mile, but fourth in a county line. 108 here left in the third.
Well, it's tough play call there for Lakers as they bring in a max protection and only run two routes down the field. And Dustin Cady, they bring the extra protection, and the Cardinals get a better pass rush than they've had all game. It just doesn't make sense, and that's just kind of the story of the night for Lakers.
So Keegan Valentine, the backup punter, punts this one away, bounces at the 37-yard line, and takes his Lakers bounce into the 33-yard line. And after the punt is away, we have a flag down in the backfield at the 44-yard line. Starting to sound like a broken record here tonight.
Surprise, surprise.
Tonight I'm going to have dreams of flags flying.
Yellow handkerchiefs flying.
My comforter is yellow.
So. Oh, then it should be somewhat comfortable for you.
It's a fun fact now that you know about Clark Ramsey. 40 seconds left here in the third. As we have no word yet here what the flag is from the officials. Apparently they're enjoying the warm temperatures of the mid-thumb here.
Maybe those field lights provide some heat.
Regardless, something's got to give.
I don't know what's going on out there.
Now they're talking with the other official. Oh, here's the official word. Hand is up. It's a personal foul against the Lakers.
And an ejection.
And he is ejected from the game. Do we know who the ejected player is?
I'm pretty sure it's number 83,
Ian Snyder. So Ian Snyder ejected from the game. We'll confirm that for you here as this moves the ball 15 yards further in for MLS for free yardage, and we have a Laker timeout. We're going to regain our composure here on our timeout. It's Lakers 8, MLS 41 with 40 seconds before the third quarter has concluded.
While sitting at your favorite high school or college game, how would you like to have remote access to your house, such as being able to turn up the heat, turn on the lights, unlock doors, snapshot video, and more, all remotely from your smartphone or any internet-connected device? Introducing LinkLight from Agra Valley Services, an affordable home monitoring and automation solution starting at just $19.95 a month. Stop into Agra Valley Services in downtown Pigeon, call 1-888-282-4932, or go to AVCI.net/LinkLife.
Just when things you'd think could get any worse for the Lakers here, now we have an ejected player. Ian Snyder's out of the game, and it's a 41-8 MLS lead out by 33 with 40 seconds left here, and MLS has the ball at their own 47-yard line, right to left across your radio.
Yeah, I didn't exactly see what happened. I'm not sure if he hit a guy after the whistle or if it was the words that came out of his mouth, but nonetheless, he is all done for the evening.
And Ian Snyder, a senior here, so he is more likely done with his Laker career. First and 10. Right to left across your radio.